Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Last month, schools in San Francisco reopened for in-person learning after more than a year of online school. With an already existing teacher shortage worsened by the pandemic, I was sent to cover a kindergarten class for a few days. Walking into a school after all these months, I was nervous. Five-year-olds are germy. But the school district had strict safety protocols with daily health screenings for parents and students and testing and vaccinations for staff. This first day of school may have been in April, but it wasn't so different from any kindergarten day. A couple kids cried, a few couldn't decide between clay, Legos, or puzzles at free time, and by 1:30, everyone was so worn out they needed a nap, including me. But some things have changed. The jar of goldfish crackers for snack time is gone, replaced by individual packages, and masked kids sat alone and socially distanced at round tables spread far apart. The day began with hand sanitizer instead of the good morning song, since singing spreads infectious aerosols. Playing close together was not allowed, and nobody shared crayons or tossed a ball. In hallways, teachers reminded kids to keep masks on, and students extended arms like airplane wings as they walked to stay distant. But one thing that hasn't changed is the joy of learning. These five-year-olds were so happy to be with other kids in a real school, not on a screen, they absorbed lessons like sponges. By day two, they had all mastered writing names and simple adding and takeaway and couldn't wait to come back. "I love school," one student told me when the bell rang, and I knew what she meant. Schools may look different now, but the cheerful energy of a building full of kids is still there under the masks. History is not taught in kindergarten curriculum, but these youngsters are learning history by living through history. And years from now, when their own children start school, maybe these students will tell them the story of the COVID generation starting kindergarten, masked and distant, in the great pandemic of 2021. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades. Online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.